For this week's news brief, I'm joined by Madeline Osberger, contributing editor for Aspen Daily News.
Paeonia fascinates me. It's so close yet so far to the Roaring Fork Valley. Just all these factors weighing into why I think Paeonia is such a cool place right now. And then you have this long-standing working together kind of. The community embraced farming, but they still thought it could work with the coal industry. And they balanced that for quite a while, the organic industry, with coal mining. Coal mining has had its own natural death for a lot of reasons. But then here you have the oil and gas leases, which are seen as a much greater threat. I think from an outsider's point of view, myself, I thought, oh, well, you know, extraction is extraction, but clearly it isn't. Fracking is seen as much more harmful and threatening to the organic environment that is growing rapidly in Paeonia and towards Hotchkiss as well.
So a little more information, 20,000 acres of federal and private mineral estate near Paeonia have been leased for oil and gas.
The record of decision was issued on October 3rd. I think it fits in with the president and this administration's view towards public lands and how they should be used, and much to the dismay of the people who are downstream. And I think the water quality is the largest concern right now.
The article goes into a lot about Paeonia's vision, or at least the vision of a lot of citizens, for the way that their economy could grow more centered around ecotourism or organic agriculture.
In Delta County, government jobs are declining, as are coal mining jobs. You look at Paeonia over the last decade, they have the Solar Energy International Institute. There have been different pods that have been kind of coming together and moving in this one direction, and people feel that extraction of oil and gas is taking it in the opposite direction.
And possibly threatening.
Threatening their livelihoods. When I talk to a fourth generation farmer rancher, they're very concerned, you know, what's going to happen, and there's no respect for the neighbors. As humans on this earth together, we kind of need to respect each other's business and boundaries. There's also the question of, after the original wells are mined, how many jobs will be left?
Right. I think you quote Peter Kolbenschlag saying that it's not a labor-intensive industry once the oil is flowing.
And Pete had a great perspective on all these smaller individual industries. He works in a building where there's a lot of offices and there's a lot of energy. To me, that was sort of a metaphor for the new economy there. You're in this building called The Hive, and you have someone in an office here and doing something, and it just all seemed to be part of this new energy and this new economy that Paeonia has been trying to push and let prosper.
Interesting to note, I think, as well, is that most of the proposed 146 natural gas wells would actually be in Gunnison County. And so although the Delta County commissioners are supporting this, Delta County won't actually see very many tax revenues.
They're not sure if it would be one well or three wells within Delta County out of 146. That's not a lot.
And a lot of their roads would actually see more wear and tear than any roads in Gunnison County. Gunnison's got Somerset, which is a tiny community, and then there's Paeonia downstream. You mentioned as well that the marijuana industry hasn't really been embraced by Delta County.
No, and that's very interesting to me because I've lived in Aspen, gosh, over 30 years, and the Paeonia strain of pot has been known as being high quality years and years and years, long before Amendment 64. Now, there have been two very close votes. Medical failed 2 years ago, and I guess on the most recent ballot, recreational lost by about 1 or 2 percentage points, so it wasn't a lot. Those were votes to allow retail sales, which would bring tax revenue, but the mayor said they recognize that it could be a source of income, but the locals don't want it. I don't think the Board of Trustees there is going to force it down their throats. But it also speaks to the change in the area. It is getting closer, and there are younger people moving there, and I know several artists who have moved there. So maybe in 10 years, we're going to see this whole new burgeoning artistic economy that isn't as dependent on extraction.
That's it for this week's News Brief. I'm Raleigh Burley.